Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn are in studio. We're going to take a look at Orlando today. Lovely, somewhere I was about, God, it must be 12 years ago. Since I was there.
Yeah, I love Orlando. It's great fun. If you like theme parks, outdoor adventures, Sarah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we were there a couple of years ago and I actually thought that was it. Like, that was our kind of box ticked. We've done it now with the kids. But they've just opened a new theme park. Universal opened a new theme park last week. It's called Universal Epic Universe. It's actually the first theme park to open Orlando in 25 years. I couldn't believe that when
That's
I heard
mad,
it.
It's mad, is it?
Yeah, wow. But it looks insane. There's five different lands in it or five different worlds. There's a whole new Harry Potter world. There's Super Nintendo, if you're into that. I did Super Nintendo World in California and it's amazing. You get to ride the Mario Kart and everything. It's really cool. And then there's new lands. There's a How to Train Your Dragon land. Then there's a kind of a dark universe with kind of scary Frankenstein stuff. And then there's another one, Celestial Park, which is a futuristic roller coasters and stuff.
See, I guess they have to keep moving with the times. There's so many new releases out and kids move on to the next thing, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, when you think that there's just four parks in Universal alone, and then Disney has, God, I think they have five. Like, there's just so many. Like, gone are the days where you'd zip around the theme parks and spend 4 or 5 days in Orlando and go to the beach. Like, you really, if you want to do it properly, you really need at least 10 days, 2 weeks there. And I would say definitely try and stay on site in one of the Universal hotels, even for the first week, and then move to Disney if you want to do both. But I'd say stay on site, get the early park access, all the perks, and plan ahead now for next year. Yeah. And I suppose a lot of this came up because American Sky have great deals on at the moment. They're €400 off if you book now. Plus, you can pay a deposit and pay it off. And they've deals for October midterm, for Easter, for next summer. So if you are planning a family trip, now is the time to do it.
When is a good month actually to go?
Well, I suppose weather wise, I mean, obviously July, August is going to be the hottest. It's quite humid and standing in queues and all that wouldn't be ideal. So if you can, if school holidays, if you can, obviously Easter would be, that's when we went and I think that's one of the best times because it's not too hot but you still have nice weather.
Is that spring break time though? Are all the Americans there at that time as well?
Yeah, I mean, it is busy. So I mean, in an ideal world, if you don't mind taking the kids out of school, like, that's obviously that's the sweet spot, you know. Yeah. But
we don't condone that. Sure, yeah. We don't, Ed.
No, for people that have children, I would definitely not condone that.
Even, you know, sometimes the May bank holiday or the June bank holiday, you know, you're off for a week or whatever, or some schools are. That could be a good time to go. Or over October midterm, if you took them, you know, a few days either side. But yeah, I mean, obviously the best time is outside school holidays, but that doesn't obviously suit people.
Mm. One thing my memory of, I mean, I like theme parks, but I don't like queuing, Trina. You know, I mean, I find it very annoying and
it's
hot.
It's tiring sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't
and you
it?
Can only eat so much candy, as they say in America, when you're queuing. You know, but I mean, aside from that, right? I loved going, like, things that I adored about Orlando. But there's a shuttle bus you can take from there to the Cape Canaveral and the Kennedy Space Center. And I mean, I'm a geek when it comes to space. I can tell you all the moons of Europe are, sorry, Jupiter. Europa.
Clearly, he can't, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm a bit moody myself today. Sorry, but I love all the spacey things. You can explore the space shuttle Atlantis, like, there. You can go in and climb into it. Like, you know, they've IMAX movies there. They've the whole history of the space program and stuff. So I loved that. And the other thing that I think, Sarah, I loved as well was Wild Florida, going out in the airboats. Oh, and we went to this great place. I think it's actually called Wild Florida. Airboats.com, I think, is the website. And there was over 200 native, like, exotic animals, like, from alligators, you name it. And then you could have, like, you could eat it then. There was swamp delicacies at the Chomp House Grill afterwards, Trina, which was very interesting.
Isn't Florida full of alligators?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. I mean, unbelievable. And the birds, the animals, I mean, it was really incredible. But the airboats, like, they glide across the water, the Everglades, and it's really unique, you know, all these big reeds, and, like, there's just, like, this wildlife everywhere around you. It's just really cool. They actually have a safari park as well, like, so you can go around in that. And there's so many things. The kids absolutely loved it. So I just say, like, for me, the whole experience, I loved all that. And then the history of Florida was interesting. I mean, the first cowboys in America were in Florida. Did you know that? I thought it was over in the Wild West. But yeah, apparently so. So the cowboys, that's where they started off. And maybe the heat got to them and they moved west. I don't know.
Very hot, isn't it, in Orlando?
Yeah, I mean, I think July, August is particularly the hottest. But certainly when we went in October one year and it was fabulous, and we also went at Easter and it was fabulous. So, but if you are going to be queuing, I mean, you can buy the express passes and things like that. That will solve that issue. Or stay in a luxury five-star hotel. If you stay in the five-star Universal hotels, you get free express passes included.
Okay,
which is actually a really good tip. Now, it might sound expensive, but actually some people just stay there for like two nights and get the free. If you stay for two nights, you get express passes for 3 days. Stay for one night, you get them for 2 days. So it can be actually cheaper to stay there, get your express pass, and then move to another hotel afterwards.
Now, like there the is a good
part.
Tip. Yeah.
I like the express part of that. That sounds very good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think we stayed in a place, Trina, called Kissimmee. Which was outside,
is that
which
Kissimmee or Kissimmee?
I think they say Kissimmee.
There's a big debate about that, isn't there?
Yeah, is it Dynasty or Dynasty? Kissimmee. Anyway, there. I stayed there, right? And it was gorgeous. We were in sort of self-catering kind of like lodges, and there was a golf course. I mean, you know, if you like golf as well, of course, you know, you'll be in happy heaven. I remember the steak houses and all the different things. And there was lovely kind of cultural stuff, wine taste. There was a chocolate making. There was loads to do there. But Kissimmee, I loved it was great. I think that's a nice place to stay as well, isn't it?
You know, it's really close to Disney. It's a really good option. So if you wanted to do, if you did want to split your stay, which I know I said before, but I highly recommend doing, you could, you know, stay up at Universal for a week and then move down there, go to Disney from there, go do your airboats, you know, all the tours. And usually you get like a really nice luxury, large like townhouse or a villa or hotel with like lots. It's just there's so much space and there's so much going on down there.
Can I just recommend, and everyone else probably knows this already, if you're going to the theme park and you're going on one of the rides, a good support bra, right?
I had an incident. Forget that now.
Do you know the way they take the photo? Well, let's just say I didn't purchase that photo. We had a slippage situation.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is that called tits up?
Oh my God, the whole world saw my boobs, basically.
Wow. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, you know, that'll be, you know, I guess they played that for the week, I'd say, did they?
OnlyFans, right. Before OnlyFans existed.
I must add that to my top tips for visiting Orlando.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally take that on board. Yeah, I wanted to say as well, experience, by the way, I know we were, experience Kissimmee or Kissimmee.com, by the way, is really brilliant website if you want restaurants and hotels and everything. I was saying, but I did go and stay there, and I remember we did Magic Mountain and all that stuff, and it was incredible. As I said, like the express pass would be brilliant. It's just the queue. I mean, even any Disneyland you go to, sure, you're always going to have a certain amount of sort of, you know, exalted queuing, but it was fantastic. I must say,
I think when you go later in the evening though, it gets really quiet. It's great.
No, absolutely, that's another good tip. Are very early in the morning.
Well, the early park access is brilliant if you're staying in the hotels. Like, and they're actually not particularly like the Universal ones. They have 11 different hotels now, and like they have a lot of kind of 3-star ones, like we stayed in, and they're fine, nice big family suites. But like they're the same price as the Rose and Inn down the road. You know, like the motels.
I kind of feel like you don't care. Like when you go somewhere like that, you don't care what the hotel is like. It's just somewhere to sleep, isn't it?
Because you're never in it. Like it's absolutely. And if you are, there's something wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Funny, I was in Frankfurt a couple of weeks ago and the museums stay open all night. Top tip. There you go. Tell that to Orlando. All night long. Can imagine going into a museum at 4 a.m. like 5 people do, and they're very good. It's not, they're not all like, you know, half caught or anything. Like they're all really, it's amazing. Yeah, they do a whole like open all night kind of thing. It was the first time I'd seen that anywhere.
Yeah,
that'd be great for the theme parks,
there
wouldn't
you
it
go. Yeah.
So talk to me then, who flies there?
Well, you can get the direct flights with Aer Lingus to Orlando, and you can also fly to Miami as well. We never even talked about all the beaches, of course. You have so many beaches you can go to from Orlando as well if you want to do a two centre. But it just, if some people say they think that it can be expensive going direct, but there's so many flights to the States now. We talked about this before, like 21 different routes or something like that. So even if you fly like Dublin, New York, Orlando, or Dublin, Boston, Orlando, or whatever, you'll still get your pre-clearance in Dublin or Shannon Airport. Mm-hmm. So it won't have, the main thing is don't go through the UK or don't go through, you know, a different option to get there, because you can be 2 hours waiting when you land in Orlando.
The scenes in the airports for people traveling to the UK. Yeah. It's mad,
so do your pre-clearance, but even if you can't afford the direct flight, go via New York, Boston, go via somewhere else to Orlando. There's daily flights.
And by the way, JetBlue have a new code share arrangement with United, which is brilliant. So you can actually book on the JetBlue website or United, and they have a code share now. So you can, I was looking at the fares, and there's some really good fares from 400, 500 up. So like, if you want to save money and not go direct, it can be a cheaper option.
And Sarah, what kind of prices are we looking at?
Well, I think I probably said at the start that American Sky have a great sale on at the moment, but I actually was doing a post recently and I saw, like, for October midterm, for instance, if you wanted to go like 7 nights stay, staying in a Universal Orlando hotel with flights would be $969 per person based on a family of four. Okay. But you could do, if you wanted to do, add on 3 nights at the beach. So like 7 nights in a Universal hotel and then 3 nights in a 5-star hotel at Clearwater Beach, that's $1,299 per person. There's also great value over Easter. 2 weeks at Easter staying in Universal would be $1,299. Or $1,489 if you want to mix it with Clearwater. So they're the kind of prices you're looking at. And I have a post on the website, thetravelexpert.ie, with loads of different offers. But I'd say contact Tropical Sky, because in a lot of instances you might have three kids or you might want to stay a week at the beach.
One, like me.
So they will be able to price up the best package for you.
Downtown Kissimmee, historical, right, and cultural stuff. Like they've farmers markets and they've all these kind of gorgeous little places, local artisans, if you like, kind of more calm, like in downtown Kissimmee as well, which is, remember we did all that, it was lovely. You step into another kind of world. So don't think it's just all you know, theme parks. There's so much there, but like, I loved the old world. It's like you step back in time there as well. So it's nice, a calmness after the madness.
Very nice.
Of Magic Mountain, Trina, and the bras
and the bra
everywhere.
The boobs everywhere.
God, imagine if that flew off, some fella could be killed or someone. Be terrible, wouldn't it? Yeah, man down. Never gets boring on Talking Travel with Trina Mara, I'll tell you.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.